I'm Chris Barker.
And I'm Will Betts, and this is the Music Tech My Forever Studio podcast, brought to you in partnership with Audient.
In this podcast, we speak with musicians, DJs, engineers, and producers about their fantasy forever studio.
The imaginary studio that our guests construct will be one that they must live with for the rest of time. But even in our world of studio foreverdom, we do have some rules.
That's right. Our guests will first select a computer, a DAW, and an audio interface. Those are the three items we let everyone choose. Then our guests will choose just six other bits of studio kit, plus one non-gear-related luxury item.
But...
yes.
No bundles!
That's right, no bundles. Choosing something sold as a package of separate software or hardware as a single item is not allowed.
This time we're joined by a singer, songwriter, producer, educator, and music technology influencer who's built a huge community online with her live streams, courses, and music production tips.
Yes, and like all of us, she's a gear nerd and is always lusting after the latest hardware and software for the studio.
But with our fantastically irritating rules, we'll make sure she focuses on the gear that really matters.
Yes, that's right. Let's do it. This is My Forever Studio with Sides. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Before we get into the construction of the fantasy studio, tell us a bit about your setup right now and how the setup came to be as it is, like your sort of journey into music production.
Well, I think like every music producer, my setup has grown with me. So, you know, we get very nostalgic to the pieces in our studio because they're almost like little milestones. You know, every single time you upgrade to the next bit, it's like, oh, I'm here now, right? Like when I first started, the first interface I bought was the Apollo Twin by Universal Audio, and it was so overwhelming that I actually returned it and bought the Scarlett interface, the Scarlett's Focusrite, because I couldn't wrap my head around learning anything else because I didn't even understand how to use Logic. I was just so overwhelmed. So I just needed something to plug and play, and now once again I have the Apollo Twin Universal Audio, but you know what I mean, like little baby steps. It's like you can't have everything at once. It's got to be one at a time, because every single thing that is good quality is a learning curve, you know, and you want to use every tool to its best capability, right? Especially when you spend thousands of dollars on it.
So you were fine with that journey, because for me, I would be frustrated that I had to sort of go one step back.
I mean, I didn't even know how to program drums. Like I was like day one. Do you know what I mean? So I just like took an online course, and it was like, here's what you should buy, here's like a beginner version, here's like a more intermediate version, and I like went with the more intermediate version for some reason, and I was immediately like, no.
But that, do you think that's because you were already a musician and a singer, you know, it's not like you were new to music, like, just the production side, right?
Yeah, but I was still at the mindset where I thought like music production was the equivalent to rocket science. So I was like, I just needed baby steps, you know. I needed things more approachable at each given moment. And even now, to this day, I have very, very expensive microphones and I have low budget microphones. And the first microphone I grab is this one always, even though I have way more expensive microphones, because it's just accessible. It's easy. I plug it in. It sounds good enough. Do you know what I mean?
And for everybody listening, that's this. Is that 7SM7B?
No. SM7DB.
Oh, the brand new one with the built-in preamp.
It's so good. It's so good. I'm obsessed.
That you were tempted for that one, Will, right?
When that came out, yeah, I was like, if I can get the same sound without having to have a little cloud lifter, that is good times. Good times all around.
It's so good.
Is it USB as well, or is that goes into a pre still?
I'm not sure if it's a USB. I wouldn't ever use it as such. Okay. But
ooh. So we're into the snobbery section already, I can tell.
Well, I don't mean to be snobbery. I just need processing like on my vocals, and I can't do like any latency. And it's kind of like if you eat a hamburger, you're like, okay, cool. But then you have a cheeseburger and you can't go back to like a hamburger, you know?
That's fair. So
I can't ever go without like an interface with like a DSP now, because you're just spoiled.
I like the food analogies on everything here. So like the Scarlett is the hamburger, and then the Apollo Twin is the cheeseburger.
Okay.
Cheeseburger of audio interfaces.
I work with everyone. That's how I make my income. Is I gave the Scarlett a really good plug, because that was my first interface. And if I didn't have that, I probably would have quit because I was so overwhelmed. So every interface is right for a different stage in your career and journey. And genuinely, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, I would have quit. It was just so complicated to learn a console and all the different plugins on top of like learning how to record.
Well, it's the biggest selling interface in the world. Like, yeah, by ridiculous numbers as well. Like,
they've sold 6 million of them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they've come a long way. Like, the newest one, I just tried it out too. It's so good. And every time it just gets better and better and better.
But, tough question, do you think it would sell as well if it wasn't red?
I don't know.
Duh.
I want to say it was a very good marketing scheme. Yeah. But yeah, ultimately, I think it came down to just being the easiest. Yeah.
I think the red thing's cool because when people see it online, it's memorable. There's no other red ones. They don't need to know the model number or the brand. They see a red thing, they go online, oh, it's the red one.
Yeah.
But it still has to deliver, doesn't it? Like, if people get it back and it's not very good, the red thing can only work for long.
It's a good marketing thing because it aligns with its name. Like, it's called the Scarlet and it's red.
What came first, do you think? Did they name it and then go, maybe we also make it Scarlet?
Mm.
Or did they go,
I think they realized they could make it red.
I think they made it red and then named it.
Yeah.
And then named it. You think it's that way around?
100%.
Yeah.
By the end of this series, we're going to figure that out. Okay.
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance, right?
The big questions.
Yeah. I want to know why, though.
Well, it's interesting because I don't feel like I'm a big nerd about marketing. I'm becoming to love marketing almost as much as I love music, which is so weird. I would have never thought that of myself like 5 years ago. And it's so interesting when music tech companies also excel at marketing because so many of them don't, right? So many of the music tech companies don't get it. And then the ones that do, and then they're like the biggest ones. It's like, okay, here's a reason, guys. It's like, you have to have a good product, but you also have to have really good marketing. It's almost equally as important.
Yeah, especially with products that are so, not only that have been around for a long time, but that everybody needs. Which brings us on to the start of our studio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's do it.
So, as you heard in the intro there, we've got, you get 3 items for free. So these don't count as part of your 6 studio items. These are the free ones that we start with. And those free items are an audio interface, a computer, and your DAW of choice, which I think we can guess. But let's hear about what in your dream studio, fantasy studio, what's your computer and what is your audio interface?
Okay, so my computer is the Mac Studio, whatever the newest and best one is. Mm-hmm. Preferably one that has like a self-learning feature so it can like upgrade itself.
Okay.
You know, we're getting
there. Okay, sure.
Okay. Sounds like you might end up getting murdered by your computer within about 2 years.
Too many upgrades. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Terminator, but making it self-aware probably isn't the best.
Well, you said I have to only use the same computer for the end of time.
Yes.
So that means that would only last for 4 years.
No. What? Look, we've got a Forever Studio maintenance technician, and they're pretty handy.
Okay.
So you can fly them in and get them to fix anything.
Yeah. And they're just like a computer nerd. They're not like a self-aware killing machine. So
got it.
It's a lot safer.
So I want that, like, the best of the best one.
Okay.
Mac Studio, got it.
That's a standard choice. I'll take that off.
It'll basically be the price of a car, essentially. That's the one I want.
I'm just mega specking it up right now.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you with the price.
Biggest hard drive. I'm so disorganized, so I need, like, the biggest space possible on the actual computer. Okay.
And then what about the dream audio interface?
Okay, so I would want like a custom build Symphony by Apogee.
Why custom?
Well, because I've been there and I've seen them make it, and I want that special treatment.
We need to know this story. Tell us about building a custom Apogee. Like, so what would happen?
Oh, okay. Well, it's so hard for me to like know what like specs and stuff I would want because we don't even get a lot of stuff in the studio, so maybe I don't even need this. But essentially, I would want, I just basically want it to be something where I never run out of inputs, because I hate that. I hate running out of inputs. Right now I'm have to shuffle around inputs and it's mucho annoying.
I think in the Forever Studio you're gonna be fine.
Exactly, because I can only have seven things.
Well, six things.
Oh, six things. So okay.
But that's cool though. You can still spec it. Let's spec it. It's still the Dream Audio interface.
I just want it to be like my last stop. I don't want to have to keep getting inputs and getting, you know, adapters and everything, switching around things. I want it to just be simple, easygoing. You know what I mean? Because right now I have a compressor and I don't have enough input, so I always have to like move things around and it's mucho annoying.
So the custom modifications are the amount of inputs. We're not talking, we're not talking, you know, crazy colors or anything, any like special shapes. No?
No. I'm okay with just like the standard one that fits neatly into the desk.
Okay. Maybe just with your signature on it, like a...
Yes, Sides was here.
Yes, that's kind of cool, isn't it? Okay. Like a signature edition.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we can make that happen. And then your door of choice.
Oh, definitely Logic.
Okay, so tell us the Logic story, because, you know, you're kind of... That's kind of your thing.
So I am an Apple loyalist. I have, unfortunately, drank the Kool-Aid. I don't know, is that okay for me to say?
Mm. It is, yeah. Permitted.
I think that's exactly what they want you to say.
Okay, yeah. I pretty much have every single Apple product that comes out.
Is it Apple Kool-Aid as well?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you tried the Vision Pro?
No. That is one thing I don't have. I don't like things on my face.
Fair.
Yeah. No, but that's the thing with that product, isn't it? A lot of people...
It's freaky.
Yeah, and seeing people with it on their face is a problem as well. It's weird, isn't
it? At that point, I'd rather just like have a helmet, you know what I mean? So nobody has to like see me. I would want like an Apple helmet.
Like a bike helmet.
Yeah. So it's like it covers everything. Like no one talks to you, no one knows you, you can't get COVID. Yeah.
That would make more sense. You could just flip up the visor as well and be like, give me a second.
I am a visionary. They need to hire me on their team. Just
kidding. Then you could, you know, you just be like one of those courier drivers, you just go into the convenience store and just be like, oh
yeah. Yeah, or what it should do, yeah, you can flip it up, or it could be one of those things that it's tinted, and then you can, like, press a button and untint it if you wanted to see something.
That's the kind of impression they gave you with the Vision Pro, that you could kind of, that it would show you what's underneath, but it doesn't sort of look like the adverts, does it?
Yeah, I just don't like things on my, like, eyes and skin. I have very sensitive skin, particularly on my face, so.
Wow, Vegas, good choice.
That's going to be a no for me. But I love their Apple Watch. I have like their iPhone, the iPad, the computer. And I was pretty well versed in GarageBand because I was a singer and I was building like shows and doing a lot of vocal arrangements. I wasn't producing, but I was doing a lot of vocal arrangements. So, you know, GarageBand is essentially a light version of Logic. And I am one of those people that like to do things as fast as possible. So I really got into Logic and I just learned all of the tricks and I keep always learning more and more tricks. And then I share them on the internet. And that's kind of my small claim to fame right now is sharing Logic pro tips.
And we thank you for your service. Thank you for that. As a Logic user, I deeply appreciate your tips because I was doing a bit of extra research before this show and I was like, oh, yeah. And then flicked to that and we're like, oh, yeah, I can do that as well. That's great. Like 20 things in about 3 minutes. And I was like, oh, my God. How did I not know this for like 15 years of using this software?
That's what it's about. The oh, yeah moments, for sure.
Yeah, it's so exciting because I'm able to reach a large audience of like people that are just learning Logic and also Grammy award-winning producers that just haven't relearned it or don't want to read a long manual or watch like a really long video. So that's why I post the Logic Pro tips, and I even made a Logic Pro crash course and ebook. So yeah, that's there.
And so with that in mind, is there anything that you would custom add to Logic right now? Is there anything?
Oh, yes.
I'm not asking you to hate on it, but like...
Yeah, I want one like pretty much everyone wants. Like when I tell you this, you're going to be like, yes, I want this. So I work remotely 100% and I want it like in one Logic that we can work. I can work with someone in England. I can work with someone on Australia, wherever we are. And we could work in one Logic in real time. And we can collaborate together.
I know an app you could use.
Yes, of course there's other ones, but you know what I mean. I want to use my DAW.
Yes, yeah.
But the hard part is latency and like not running on the internet, and you can get clever with Zoom and having like other people control it and stuff like that, but I just want it to be like in real time. Or if not even that, like if you can't do it in real time, at least have like one project that like you can share like right away. Mm. So you save the project and like whatever you guys do in it, it just like shares and sends back and forth and like updates it.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything if they're working on it or not, but I would assume so, right? In the next couple of years, that's just got to happen, right? It's just got to be like a remote cloud-based studio thing.
And until then, there's BandLab.
Yes, and BandLab is great.
But what about a feature though? Anything that like there's like a workflow or something that irritates you right now? Just as like, oh,
I mean, another thing I wish would be if so. Right now they have. They can detect tempo, but they can't detect the key. So that could be kind of helpful for people to detect keys. I don't know if other DAWs can do that or not. I haven't seen that, but I think that could be kind of cool. Because, like, yes, you don't need music theory to produce, but obviously it's helpful. Mm. And a lot of people didn't have the chance to learn, etc. So it kind of, like, would help if it can, like, analyze this stuff for you. And then you can kind of use... you know, critical thinking to, oh, cool, this is in this key, and then I can figure it out. And even if it just gave you, like, music theory, like, tips along the way, I think that could be really cool because...
Yeah, like the melodic wheel kind of thing, like the DJ mixed in key style where if you hovered or if you selected that piece of audio, it could show you all the other things it would match with or could go to.
Exactly. But, and yeah. I have, like, a lot of...
Good idea.
Ideas about plugins and stuff that I want to create. So, yeah, if anyone's listening and they're a plugin creator, hit me up.
Okay. I know for sure we have a few that listen.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Before we get on to our six items, though, we got to know where in the world you're going to put this studio and tell us about the vibe.
Yes, let's design it and tell us where it is.
Location is very, very important to me. I want to be somewhere that has minimal bugs, but a beach and like 75 degrees weather every single day.
Mm. You like your location, like your software, bug free.
Yes.
78 degrees, you say.
Yeah.
Mm. And sunny, like most days of the year.
So where is this though? Like,
I don't know. That's the hard part. I've been thinking about it a lot.
LA?
I guess I'm not a fan of LA because I also want to be like away from everyone. But maybe yes, a beach town in California somewhere south.
The weather's pretty spot on, isn't it? But yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the weather. Not too bad for bugs.
They have bugs. They have like black widow spiders and stuff and tarantulas. Anywhere that has like nice weather also has bugs, because like bugs also want to be in the nice weather. Mm. You know what I mean?
They're suckers for it.
Love it. Yeah.
So I've actually found an article. Would you be okay with 75 degrees, not 78 degrees? Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I found an article that has five places that are 75 degrees all year round.
Is it San Diego?
Santa Barbara. You got Loja in Ecuador.
Oh.
The Canary Islands.
I think it's pronounced Ecuador.
Oh yeah,
I think you might be right,
isn't it?
I think that's right. I think that's accurate.
According to the song,
there's Costa Rica as well, but I feel like there are, and there famously enormous bugs in Costa Rica.
Enormous,
yeah.
And you can get like malaria there somewhere. I'm actually going in April.
Okay, scout it out.
I scout it out.
So, where do you think then?
Probably Santa Barbara.
Okay, right. Done.
Okay. What about the style of the studio?
Oh, yes. I want it to be like, this is going to have to be like futuristic, like next level something, because I want it to be like all glass with, again, the capability to like tint it and like maybe like one of those window, like one of those like glass rooms that like I can like shut, close, like a prison, and then like open.
Like the labs in Terminator.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. In Terminator 2, the labs. Yeah. Okay.
And it needs to be, like, very secluded, so maybe, like, an island. Maybe not an island, but you know what I mean? Something secluded.
Forest or some... or
yes, but also by the beach, so it's kind of complicated. And also 75 degrees year-round.
That's okay.
Okay.
So we're thinking like some kind of woodland area that leads onto the beach.
Yeah, I'm thinking like a cliffside bit, like a private like peninsula. And I don't want it to be like super far away from civilization, but like a good 15-minute drive.
Yeah. But Deliveroo and DoorDash capable.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Amazon and like yeah. all of that.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And what about style? I mean, it's all glass, but I mean...
I want it to be like pretty modern, like minimal, not too much stuff on. Obviously, I need some like room treatment, so I don't really know how that works with the glass, but...
We'll figure that out,
yeah.
You can, I believe, 3D print a scaled up moth wing because they have nano... mazes that absorb sound because these moths have adapted to hide from bats that use ultrasonic sounds to find moths, and the moths have had this evolutionary adaptation that means that they can evade bats because they absorb so well into their little moth wings. But if you made that bigger, that would bring the frequency down to a point where you could maybe absorb some sound in the audible range.
So they're like, and they're like clear.
Or can you just buy 1 million moths?
Well, look.
No, that's not for me. Remember, no bugs.
No bugs.
Just just producing with them flying everywhere. Sounds so good in here. Acoustics are amazing. Gelfie. Don't turn on the light.
That's going to be a hard no for me.
It's a hard pass. Okay, great. So some sort of acoustic situation.
I'm thinking like panels that are like clear, see-through, and then something where like the material is also like aesthetically pleasing. So it's kind of like those like clear like technology, you know, like the old technology from the early 2000s, where it was like all see-through.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of like that. So it'll be like hip and cool.
Do you know what? I have actually seen one of these in the church. Paul Epworth's studio in London. He has a Perspex diffuser at the back of one of the studios. And it's exactly what you're describing. And it sounds brilliant.
And why has he got it Perspex? Is that for a window as well, Will?
No, it's just for the look. Looks cool.
Just to
and it sort of lights up as well, because you can sort of send different coloured lights through the Perspex and it sort of glows.
That's a flex, I like that.
Yeah, I think like the best... like acoustic panels are the ones that are also aesthetically pleasing.
100%. 100%.
Or moths.
No. I'm not even letting you guys run with that idea.
We'll mothball that idea. Okay.
Nice.
The Music Tech My Forever Studio podcast is supported by Audient, makers of the ID range of audio interfaces.
Yes, building on Audient's 25 years of design heritage, the ID range spans from the portable ID4 to the more feature-packed ID14 and 24 interfaces, all the way up to Audient's powerhouse desktop interface, the ID44.
You can expect rugged build quality and exceptional audio performance across the entire range, with every ID interface using the same award-winning console mic preamps found in their renowned recording console, the ASP8024HE.
The ID24 is the latest addition to the range, featuring two of those console mic preamps, along with balanced inserts, a JFET instrument input, ADAC expandability, and customizable monitor control, making the ID24 and its larger sibling, the ID44, perfect for using with outboard equipment and tracking instruments and vocals.
That's right, and the Audient ID24 is available now, priced at £299, €349, and $399.
Visit audient.com for more information and to explore the full ID interface range.
Item number one, what's it going to be?
You guys are going to be like pretty disappointed in my answers, I think.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm a simple girl when it comes to technology. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
So I need, for sure, for 100% sure, I need a 3-octave MIDI controller. It has to be 3 octaves.
What happens if you get a 4th octave?
It's too much space. It takes up too much space. And I feel weighed down by it. And if it's too small, I don't want to try to like finagle different octaves, you know? It needs to be 3 octaves.
Can I?
Go on, Will.
Upsell your dream.
Upsell the dream.
Just going to remind you here that this is your forever studio. You can have it set up however you want. You could have the biggest desk in the world. You don't have to have the desk you have right now.
I love my desk.
What if it was one octave wider?
No, it like it stifles. I've learned that, and this sounds so dumb, but I genuinely have learned that like less is more for somebody that has like 10 different MIDI controllers, because I work with these companies. Mm. This is my premium situation.
Love it.
Like if I go to travel and I have to just use my laptop, I'm miserable. And if I'm in a studio where there's like a giant thing in the way, I'm also miserable. And all of these little tiny things truly stifle my creativity, because I am inherently, and I work really hard. You guys know I work insane hours. I'm doing a bajillion projects, but I am ultimately like inherently lazy. Like if it was up to me, I would just like sit on the couch all day with my dogs and like watch television. So anything that like deters me to getting something done will. Mm. You know, I really like things that are accessible and functional. And that to me is the most important thing in my studio. Like, I just want something that works, that's easy, and I can get a lot of things done in a short amount of time.
Okay, so which is your 3-octave keyboard of choice?
Well, I don't have a specific alliance to anyone. So truly, it doesn't matter. It could be like dealer's choice, but right now I'm using the Novation launch key, and that's just what's been on my desk right now. Okay. And I like it, and I don't even use any of the special stuff. Like I just need like this stuff in here, but I guess theoretically it is nice that it has like a pad if I want to mess around with that. I mean, I guess if this is my forever thing, it should be as souped up as possible, right? Because who knows, I might want to expand my limits. But yeah, I like the launch key 49 from Novation.
The big one I've got here is a launch key Novation. I really like the keyboard action on Novations as well. They feel like old synths, like the old Roland synths.
I also do really like the Arturia MIDI controllers as well. So those are the two ones I've worked with.
But we're going to lock in the launch key? Is that what you want to lock in?
Yeah, we'll keep the launch key.
So that's the launch key 49, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Novation. The good thing on my list is that if anyone's listening, they could affordably buy all the stuff. Like it could actually be the dream, because most of the stuff, pretty much all the stuff, is going to be like under $500.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm going to press the button again at some point. So let's see.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's see if we can get you bougie-fied.
Okay.
Right. Item number two.
You guys already know. SM7DB.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
Well, is there a bougier version of this?
I don't think there is.
Exactly.
I mean, not with the built-in preamp.
I just like this situation. I'm, again, so lazy. I hate having to stand to sing. Like, and I'm a singer primarily. I just want to do what I'm doing and then just quickly record and it sound good enough. I'm a good enough kind of girl. Everything I do is like, okay, this is good enough. That's like my motto.
Did you use the SM7B before you got the DB?
No.
What's the story there?
I was using, I hate saying names because, you know, I work with everyone, but I was using a different microphone.
It's all names.
I was using a different microphone that was even more budget friendly, but it started getting like a hiss. I don't know why. It was getting like a hissy sound, so I upgraded to this.
I guess Rode does that, right?
No, it's not Rode.
Come on, Chris.
I took a pun.
The belt. No.
Come on, that's my investigative journalism at the max there. That's the best that I've got.
I will say, to be fair, it's a very cheap microphone. I think it's like an $80 microphone. So it's still really good for like what you get, but ultimately like you get for what you pay for at the end of the day.
Especially with things like microphones.
This is a classic for a reason, and I've talked to even another vocal producer that has produced for Kelly Clarkson, Jessie J, so many people, and she says she has an amazing mic locker, but she still ends up just using the SM7DB. It just sounds good, and it's accessible, and yeah, I love it. I would, if I had to trade this up for like a $10,000 mic, and that was my only mic, I would be so sad. I'd rather have this.
Wow.
That only have a really expensive microphone.
That's hard to upsell dreams on that, Will.
It really is. So what's the other mic that you have that you're ignoring?
Well, I have like so many microphones, to be honest. Like I have, because I'm like a singer, producer, content creator, yeah. I kind of been able to tap into that market a lot, and it's been really fun. And there's so many microphones I really like. Like I like a bunch of the microphones. I can't remember each individual model name, so don't quote me it's on fine. It. But all the ones from Austrian Audio, they make excellent microphones, yeah. and I just really love that company, and I love like they make everything, I believe, even in Austria, so that's yeah. really cool.
That's how they were started, right? Because weren't they former Always. AKG people?
That's right.
Oh, yes, that's right.
They yeah. started their own thing. Yeah. You get a lot of brands like that, don't you? Like Eve Audio, former Adam people.
Correct, yeah.
Blackstar, former Marshall people.
Oh, is that right? Didn't know that.
I think so. I mean, yeah, I don't want to end up in court, but yeah. But it usually happens, doesn't it? Like it happens in every industry where a company grows really big and a selection of employees go and make their own little boutique version that isn't mass market, and then it ends up mass market and it happens over and over again.
Yeah.
yeah.
Austrian's a great company. And some of the, I don't know if you know, some of those, they're using incredible technological advancements in the microphones themselves. That was one of the things that super impressed
definitely.
Me about them as well.
Yeah. And I personally love working with the smaller companies for many reasons, right? They're just like generally easier to work with. But also, there gets to a certain point where like the line between like caring and like not caring, it just gets, the space is just so much larger that it's hard to like, it's just hard to work together. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And there's so much like red tape and there's so many things that you can and can't do. And then it's really hard because I'm at the final like section between like me and the audience. And it's like, it gets confusing.
It's a strange, counterproductive thing, isn't it? Because a lot of companies come to influencers or people that have communities online like yourself in all industries for that authenticity and for that direct communication with the audience, but then they put all the corporate barriers in to stop you from being able to communicate like that.
Exactly.
And if they're trying to change how you communicate with the audience, it's kind of defeating the object of why they came to you in the first place. But yeah, it's
exactly
again, it's a struggle a lot of companies have, I think. Like, it's usually companies that existed obviously before the internet,
yeah,
and have processes and procedures in place that they're used to dealing with TV adverts and print and marketing things that are very controlled. And
yeah, they're always like 10 steps behind, and by the time they catch up, I'm like, this isn't how things are anymore.
ice bucket challenge,
yeah,
do that.
They already found the cure.
Yeah.
So who, in terms of those companies and the sort of, or the types of companies that you like working with, what does that process look like for you when you're doing your content creation?
Well, I will only work with companies that align with my mission. And my mission is really important to me. It's to make music production and music entrepreneurship more accessible to more people. So that's why I've done a lot of work with BandLab, right? Because they do just that. That's why I love working with the smaller companies, because they care about the fine details. And even if their product is more expensive, it's worth it, right? It's not just a pyramid scheme, or you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I work a lot with AI companies, because whatever you want to say about AI, ultimately, it's going to make music production, and has made music production, more accessible to more people. So that's the criteria. I get emails all the time for everything under the sun. Like, will you post about tequila, brain pills, workout clothing, wow. contacts, teeth whitening? That one was a hard one to say no to, because I do want my teeth whitened, but I did say no. Ultimately,
tequila as well. That's kind of
tequila,
cool.
CBD pills.
Wow,
you wouldn't believe it. And it doesn't matter how much they'll pay me. I always say no, because one, I don't want to be a sellout, and two, I have to align with my mission. You know, so if it's not doing what I say it's doing, then I won't say yes.
Yeah, and it's longevity, isn't it? That's the sellout thing. It would have to be such an extraordinary amount of money to change somebody's mind. It would have to be money that you could live off forever, because it might end your career doing what it is if you start messing with it.
If you had to end your career right now, what would be the deal you went for?
Yes.
Oh my God. It would have to be like $5 million.
What are you advertising for $5 million?
Well, like, I don't know, like Sapphire Chase card or something.
Worth it.
I can at least say that I've used that card for 10 years. So
you have to do an advert for McDonald's where you try and convince people that the hamburger is better than the cheeseburger.
Well, see, that would be even harder because I'm really good at selling things I believe in, you know?
Yeah.
So it would be ideal if it'd be something I actually use. But even that would be so weird. I mean, we've all seen those influencers that take these deals and you're just like, huh?
Yeah.
And it just is like, it just gets weird over time, you know?
You're not suddenly going to flip your channel into one of those fake games where you've got to shoot the little men running up the screen.
Yeah. Can you imagine? No. My channel is like 90% men, so.
Well, that's got to change as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
You must have quite a strong community of females coming to you, though, because, you know.
I mean, I think I have the females that are in this community. Yes, I do think that they are there. But ultimately, there's just not as many right now. So that's why I'm hoping that more and more people that see me doing it, and that's what the whole point of trying to make it more approachable. Because like I told you earlier, I genuinely thought music production was the equivalent to rocket science. So I thought only an elite group of people can access this, and it's just not true. Like once I learned how to program drums, that was like the thing for me. It's like once I learned how to program drums, I was like, oh my God, I can do this. Mm. So it's just really important to me to keep going with that mission. And I know it'll sprinkle out to, you know, first the people already here and then to their friends and onwards. It's kind of like a virus. So I get messages from like 13-year-old girls or parents being like, I've showed your page to my daughter and stuff like that. And of course, that warms my soul. But the numbers don't lie. And there's just more men following me. And yeah.
Yeah. But it's the industry is getting better. It's slow, but it's getting better, especially from when we first started in.
Oh my gosh.
Being on the media side of it, well, it's much better.
Yeah.
Significantly better.
Yeah.
Like, even the last 10 years, it's just night and day, honestly.
Mm. Where are we at? Item number three.
Item number three.
Okay, item number three. You guys are going to hate me. This desk, I'm obsessed with this. Oh, I can't do desk.
Well, you can get that. It's free. It's totally. You get your furniture. We're not going to be.
Okay, this is literally the best desk ever.
What is it?
And they're called Session Desk. Have you guys heard of them? Session Desk?
No.
I think I've seen them, actually. Yeah.
They're out of Germany.
Yes.
They came to my house. I met them at NAMM, and then they
were
like. Well,
were they invited?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. So actually, I got this. So the U.S. dealer here is Audioscape.
Okay.
Audioscape is great.
Yeah.
And I got this desk via them. And then, you know, I was talking with Session Desk throughout this period. And then I met them at NAMM. And then they said they were coming to Vegas. And I said, come to my house. So they came over and they were like fixing my desk for me because, you know, I put it together myself and they're like, oh, no, it's not perfectly balanced. And they like fixed it for me. And of course, now it's like perfectly balanced. But like, this is the best desk, especially if you're into like content creation and stuff. The angles, it's so nice. The wood is so good. I believe they said the wood was from, I want to say it was like Sweden or Norway or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they build it, I believe, in Portugal. And it was just like, it's just like the best company. I love buying stuff from companies that I also like and that are also like artists. And like, I believe because I'm an entrepreneur myself, like I love supporting like small businesses and businesses I truly believe in. And yeah, everyone, you guys need to check out this desk, especially if you're in Europe or in the US. They're so good. It's the best desk.
They are beautiful things. So you've got the wooden one. Wood
yeah,
finish.
I got the, it's called the Gustave.
Gustave. Okay, I was looking at the home. So Gustave, that is a delightful looking desk. And it's sort of got, you've got a straight piece in front of you and then angled out to the left and right, is it?
Yes, which is so good because I was having a desk before that was just straight. Mm. And it's really hard to like film content with that because you need like angles and dimensions. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like I'm kind of like the captain of my ship.
Spaceship vibes.
Yes. Yeah. Love it.
But he was a producer himself and he was like, I need to build a desk that's you know, better. And that's how he came up with this whole company. So it's just like, it's so cool to see. And it's, I just love this desk. I would never, ever, ever get a different desk.
Also swear those companies where somebody is literally solving a problem for themselves. They're like, I'm the target user. I'll make it how I want it. And then I reckon there are other people too who might want this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The best companies. Love them. That's so cool.
But yes. you're going to get that desk. I mean, we'll go to luxury item as well at the end, which might be something similar, but we can talk about item number three now.
Okay. Item number three. What else do I want?
Think about, how are you hearing any of this stuff right now?
Oh, right, right. So I need monitors.
I love that. This happens all the time on the podcast, though. Like, oh, yeah.
I don't know if I have a dream. I would love to try some Genelecs. I would love to try those. I've heard that they're like the best of the best.
These ones.
Oh, do you love them?
Yes. I built those in the factory in Finland.
Did you really? Well, yeah. I guess I'll put that on the list, like whatever the best ones of those ones are.
Ooh, is it the Sam ones? They've probably got new ones. It's been years since
I haven't even worked with them yet, so I don't have any connections with them.
Do you want the massive ones that stand on the floor?
This is like the souped out ones.
I'm going to suggest you go with the 8381A.
Yeah, they're the ones where you can adjust to room as well, right?
Yeah, that's the SAM Adaptive Point Source Main Monitor.
That would work in your glass room really well, actually.
Great. That's what I'll go for. And as far as headphones go...
Well, that's item number four, if you want headphones.
I haven't, like, researched this enough, but I would want, like, the best of the best, like, closed-back headphones.
Ooh.
The ones I want, like, closed back headphones that literally have zero leakage, because they all say they don't, but they all do. I don't even know if one exists that like genuinely has no leak.
I mean, at this point, Will, I'd like you to press the button because we've successfully upsold some dreams.
Upsell
there.
Your
under $500. Come on, those Genelecs. What are they, like 10
That's
grand?
That's true.
I think you've got to inquire.
And also the desk is kind of expensive. Well, the desk is $3,500.
But the desk is thrown in. It's not in your six items, so don't worry about that. So we're going to go... That was item number three with the monitors, the top Genelecs, and then we want some... You want headphones as your next item?
Yes. Okay. I'm a singer, so I need headphones.
Quick point on that. Those speakers are £60,000.
Oh, great.
So that's what, $75,000 or something?
Nice. Something like that, yeah.
That's insane.
Sorry, headphones.
Okay, what would you say are the best closed headphones on the market?
Best or most expensive?
Are they the ones that I would get beheaded for?
Oh, what?
The Highlanders, they're called, I think.
So, I reckon...
Are they made of gold?
Audacy headphones are great. They're also extremely expensive. The LCD XC... which is closed back, and that's £1,250, which is quite expensive for a headphone.
Yeah. That is. I wonder if they're the best, because I've done a bunch of campaigns for open bat headphones, which is great because they're super comfortable and obviously they sound more natural, and like it's great for like Zoom meetings or whatever because you can hear yourself talk. But I'm a singer, so it doesn't really work, you know.
Yeah.
What have you got at the moment close back? Are they Beyers that you've
these
got?
These are the Sony.
Sony.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
7506, like the standards.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
I have no input on headphones, really.
I mean, if you had your £60,000 speakers and then you had your £85 Sonys, I mean, it'd be pretty good balance, I think.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. If you want to go higher end, you can totally go higher end. But there's a reason those are so well used and so well loved.
Yeah,
right?
These are. These have been used for like 20 years or since the 80s, right?
They've been around forever. Yeah.
I always think the 80s is 20 years ago, but it's not anymore.
Aww.
I know.
I feel the same
Every
way.
Day I get reminded of that.
Item number five.
Oh, we're only at number five. Oh, gosh.
Two more.
Okay, I need some, like, plugins, right? Obviously. So, and I can't do a bundle.
No.
So, I really like Anna 2.
Ah. Nice.
That's usually my go-to synth. And then after that, I would probably pick... I don't know if Arturia is considered like a bundle. It must be considered a bundle.
Oh, sorry.
No bundles!
Yeah, but you mean V Collection. Yeah, that's a bundle. Oh, that's a bundle.
What if I pick just like... Well, no, because I can't do one of the collections because it just wouldn't work. So I'd probably go with, okay, what about Omnisphere? That's not a bundle.
That's not a bundle. No.
Okay. That's not a bundle.
It's a huge thing. It's like the hugest thing.
Enormous. So tell us about Anna 2 then, because we've not actually had that one. I think that's the first time we've ever had that on the podcast.
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, really?
It is first time.
It's part of a bundle, but not really. It's not a bundle. It's its own thing.
It's okay.
And I don't know if you can get it on its own. But anyways, it's part of Slate Digital's All Access Pass. Mm-hmm. It's a synthesizer. I really like stuff, once again, that's just super easy to use. Omnisphere is cool because there's a lot you can do with it.
But it has a starting point in Omnisphere, which
keeps it. Yeah, it has a starting point.
Yeah.
But even still, like... Omnisphere is like my second go-to. My first go-to is Anna 2, just because it's just like the easiest and the most accessible to just like search through and edit and stuff. Whereas like Omnisphere, I can get weighed down by like decision paralysis because I'm like, oh, I can do this thing and this layer. You know what I mean?
Mm. It's like the additional octave scenario again, where
And also Omnisphere like is kind of like you'll be, you know, like when you're walking around a store in like H&M and they'll be like, oh, I really like that shirt if it didn't have that one thing on it, you know? So like the Omnisphere sounds are like, oh, I really like this sound if it didn't have this one thing. And then it has like 10,000 layers and you're like trying to find like the one wooden layer they threw over it that's like has a delay on it. And you're like, where is this wooden delay thing? And you're like, you know? I feel like I'm like in a scavenger hunt. I'm like, where's this one attack? And you like finally find it. And you're like, I did it. But then sometimes you'll take off something you liked and you didn't know what you took off. And then you have to like go back from the beginning.
This is why the Juno 106 is so popular. Like it's all so clearly laid out.
Yeah. But I think if I was going to do it for like the end of time, I would pick Omnisphere because it's just so good, you know?
Okay. So we're locking that in. Item number 5, Omnisphere.
Yeah, but also Anna 2 for 6 then.
So yeah, we've got 5 and 6 locked in.
Great.
But in terms of the sounds, what would you choose Anna 4 over Omnisphere and vice versa?
So I really like some of the basses in Omnisphere, particularly the Moog bass. The Moog.
Oh, nice.
How do you say it? Moog. Like Vogue.
Well, we say Moog because we're British.
Well,
but
I say Moog now.
Yeah, well, Will says Moog because he used to work at Sound on Sound. you'd be hung in the office if you pronounced it incorrectly, right?
I made a video and I said it incorrectly and
Will came on there straight away.
I'm really sorry about that. I'm a different person online. I wasn't myself.
He's the police for it.
Believe it or not, I do like to be corrected in the appropriate manner, right? Like if people are coming off like mansplaining or patronizing, obviously it's just like relax. It's not a big deal. Or if they like act like I like ruined their day about pronouncing something wrong. But if they're just like, hey, FYI, it's technically pronounced Moog instead of Moog, like Vogue. That's how someone commented. He was like, FYI, it's like Vogue, but with an M. And I'm like, oh, thank you. You know, like, of course I know I'm not right about every single thing, but you don't have to be an a-hole about declaring how wrong I am.
I think Bob said that he never cared, though, did he?
He didn't give a shit,
He didn't care how people said it.
It's a hard one. Like, my name, people always pronounce my name wrong. They always think it's like seeds.
I nearly did. It was Will that corrected me on that. Will's got all the pronunciation stuff locked. Just go to Will all the time. I often ring him in the day and just be like, Will.
No, I do check now on Google, like things that I don't know in videos. Like I double check. I'm like, because like one time I made a whole video on synthesizers. I was doing a synthesizer series and I thought, oscillator was pronounced oscillator and people lost their shit over that.
If you're Dutch, I used to do many interviews with Dutch producers and I love it when it's like the oscillator and they say quantitize instead of quantize as well.
Quantitize.
I think it's cool. I think it sounds cooler like that.
Mm. It's like that Legovelt video where they're in his house and he's like synthesizer.
That's my video, Will.
Oh, is that your video? Yeah, mate. Was that yours? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that was me going, what's that? And he's like, this is a synthesizer. I was like, what's that one? Synthesizer. And then somebody did like a supercut of it. It was 2 hour long. He was absolutely amazing. I love that guy. And he had a synthesizer, I'm not even joking, in his bathroom, in his kitchen. He had so many synths that his whole apartment, there was nowhere where there weren't synthesizers. Like underneath the coats on the coat rack, there was just synths stood up against the wall that he hadn't got round to.
So this is genuinely, that was genuinely your video?
The Lego Welt one, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Birth of a meme.
The memes. I just didn't, I never went on camera in the days, so like, yeah. Anyway, that's all of the items now, right?
Oh, great.
Unless you want to switch something out.
No. I'm happy with this.
Well, I think in that case, then let's have a little listen. So, Will, describe this studio, and then you can have a listen to this and see what you think, okay?
It's 75 degrees.
Exactly.
Exactly, 75 degrees. Not a bug in sight. We're standing on a cliff top, looking out over the sea. It's Santa Barbara. Trees behind. You're in a futuristic all glass studio with tinting on demand on your private peninsula. You're sitting at a session desk, the Gustave. Your computer is a Mac Studio M2 Ultra. Your interface is a custom built Apogee Studio IO. Your DAW, of course, is Logic Pro. And for your 6 items, you have chosen a 3-octave Novation launch key, a Shure SM7DB. Your third item for speakers are the Genelec 8381As. For headphones, you have the Sony MDR7506s. Then for soft synths, you've chosen Sonic Academy's Anna 2 and Spectrasonic's Omnisphere. How does that work for you making music?
Yeah, I think I can make a lifetime of music there.
Love it.
Excellent. So that brings us on to the luxury item.
So I think I would want let me think. I want like a human. Your faces.
Sorry.
A human, you say? Okay.
I don't know what kind of trade you think we're in. It's not that.
Well, like, I don't want to be alone forever, you know?
Oh, you don't have to be alone. Okay.
No, you're allowed to bring people with you. You're allowed to have people, like your loved ones, your pets. That's all allowed. You don't have to do this by yourself.
But I do like the fact that you not being alone forever, you didn't have a specific, you didn't think of somebody that you already know. You just went a human, any human. Just a human.
I'm literally crying.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. I need to think. I'm going to think of it later and I'm going to be so mad I didn't say this.
You're not going to be lonely anyway because of all the moths.
No, the moths aren't invited. Okay, I know what I want. I want a special refrigerator that like makes salads for me when I'm hungry.
Okay.
Ooh. Salad making fridge.
Kale based.
No, I don't want a lame salad. It has to be like one of those like really luxurious salads that like
that isn't even healthy for you anymore.
No, they are healthy.
Covered in ranch,
like,
bacon.
No, they're really healthy, but like expensive, you know? They have the one purple mushroom that someone hunted for like 7 years, and it's like the cure to Alzheimer's. Like that kind of salad.
The lion's mane.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, whatever it is.
Yeah. One of those, but like I want like all of those like ridiculous like I'm really into that, whether or not they work or not. If they tell me they do, that helps me a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And a little pecorino on top?
Yeah, and like edible flowers. Like it's like one color of the rainbow in the salad. So it's like macrobiotic and yeah.
So okay. Tell us more about that.
Well, one I like really am affected by what I eat. Like if I don't eat well, I don't feel good. So like I can't do the like fast food or anything like that. I'm really bougie, picky when it comes to food. So, and I also like cooking is so
so the whole cheeseburger stuff was a lie.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to make it an analogy of how like when you get something, it's hard to go back.
Whereas in reality, you were like, these are both disgusting.
Well, growing up, I used to eat cheeseburgers, but recently, no. But that was the feeling I had when I was growing up. I was like, I would never, why would you ever order a hamburger after you have a cheeseburger? You know?
No, I was, I agree with that
100%.
Yeah, like it's how do you go back from flavor? But yeah, like I just want like something that'll like make it, and then it's like I don't have to clean, I don't have to cook, but I'm like well nourished and healthy.
Like a miracle salad vending machine fridge thing that just,
yeah. Exactly.
It's interesting as well because, as you say, you're working crazy hours doing what you do. You're making music, you're a content creator, doing all sorts of projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, one of those things that people often forget starting out. You've got to fuel yourself properly.
I learned the hard way. Pretty much everything I've learned has always been the hard way, sad enough. But two summers ago, I was just working nonstop because I was like, okay, I gotta do this. Like things were working out for me. I was like, let me work around the clock. And then a couple months went by and then all of a sudden I had pins and needles on like the right side of my body for like 4 months. And I'm also a hypochondriac. So immediately I thought I was like dying and had a tumor. So then it was just like 4 months of just like feeling miserable. And it's all just because like I wasn't working out. I wasn't eating well. I wasn't going on walks. I wasn't getting sunshine. I wasn't being social. Like your health is the most important. It has to be at the top of the food chain because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. I mean, look at Steve Jobs. I mean, he had every single thing in the world except his health. So ultimately he has nothing, you know? So I always tell everyone like health first, like no matter what.
Good sentiment. Love it. Totally agree.
Cheers to that.
Salud. I have my my ridiculous drink, like non-caffeinated energy drink that also has those special mushrooms in it. And then this little water bottle.
The water bottle looks wicked.
Water bottle, you turn it on. I don't know if you can see, but it's like spitting up the stuff for me. It's like a little blender in it.
It whooshes it for you so you don't get all the thing at the bottom all the time. Nice.
Yeah.
That's what is that?
It's called a Visp.
Okay.
Love it. It's an $80 water bottle.
It's good for margaritas.
Yeah.
See where your head's at, Chris. I get it.
Hey, it's late here. Yeah. Okay. We've got that luxury item, the fridge. We need a name for the fridge. Give it a name.
The Salad Genie 9000.
I was thinking something like a human name, like Charles or something. Like, I want to be like, Charles, make me a salad. You know?
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, yeah, that's how he'd sound, isn't he? Some old English, like the butler from Tomb Raider, making you salad.
Why does it have to sound like a butler? Everyone wants it to sound like a butler.
The salad butler. That's quite nice. Salad
I was thinking butler. Like a Morgan Freeman.
Nice.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman salad butler.
There we go.
Coming soon.
Maybe the Freeman. No.
Oh.
The first time I've made a salad.
Is he Southern? I don't think so.
Yeah, he is.
I thought you were doing the Shawshank voice.
It was my Shawshank. Yeah. It was my Andy Dufresne.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first time I met Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can lead into any kind of Morgan Freeman voice. I'm not an impressionist, Will. Come on.
You an artist, not a jukebox. I'm so sorry.
This is art, goddammit. Right. Okay, so now we've got the studio all locked in. Tell us all a bit about what you're up to right now, because, many things, many projects going on. So where can people find out more about you? What are you up to?
Well, I am Sides on all platforms. It's spelled S-E-I-D-S. It's an abbreviation of my last name, which is Sideman. So it's actually my name. And I am really focusing on my mission, which is to make music production and entrepreneurship more accessible to more people. So I post every day about that. I have some products that also align with that, which is my Logic Pro Crash Course, my social media class, a daily planner, and I'm working on a new course, which is how to work with music tech companies. I spoke about that a lot. It's a really great job, and I feel like a lot of people don't know how to navigate that area. It hasn't really been taught, so I'm working on a full program about that. I'm also releasing music and working on live stream shows and stuff like that. I have some sample packs coming out, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure and extremely hilarious. Thank you so much for joining us on the My Forever Studio podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sides.
Bye.
All that's left to say is thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next time for another adventure into Studio Foreverdom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.